Good morning. 7:44 a.m. on Friday, the 24th of October, 2014. It's not Balticon, Mile High Day. I'll be heading south this afternoon. I'll be in Denver around 4:30. I'm hoping to arrive before the rush hour, but the reality is I'll be going against the grain, so it shouldn't be too bad. Let's see, 18:18, I've gone a mile and some, so probably under 18, barely, for the first mile. I have, it's cold this morning, 50 degrees, and I didn't put on my parka, so it's a bit chilly. It's a bit chilly. So yesterday's festivities included getting the galley proofs for Ravenwood ordered, and the arrival of the paperback galley for Captain Scherer. Thank God that's a big book. It's no wonder it's going to cost 18 bucks, because the number of pages is kind of large. It's pretty astonishing, actually. I'm really looking forward to seeing owner's share next week, because it's 25% bigger. That's a little more, actually. It's like, well, no, not. There's, I think, 420 pages for captains and 580 for owners. What is that? That's 160 pages. Yeah, that's more than 25%, actually. It's more like a third bigger. And it's only $2 more, a bargain. And anyway. So I spent yesterday working on a different project. I've been grinding through these things pretty steadily, and yesterday I worked on something a little more creative in terms of creating new stuff. The topic yesterday was Medium.com, and for the last several days, John Ward has been after me to post on Medium.com because he wants to see what kind of traction I can get, and my answer is, really? Why? The problem is I don't write short, and I don't write essays. Well, I do write essays, but it's an interesting idea. I'll put some marketing essays on Medium.com. It sort of works against my strategy, which is to write to readers, not to writers. And while I do write about marketing and strategy on the Writers Discussion Group, that's because all of those people are writers. And if any of them are readers, then it's going to be a really, 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 really small number who will want to read my stuff. So, yeah, it's a... It's not really that pertinent in terms of marketing outreach. It's more... It's actually a more way for me to write down to understand what it is that I think about marketing. When I think about social media in particular, and part of it is to try to help other people who are really laboring under some false ideas. One of the first ones, apparently, and this is one that boggles me, because I can't imagine why anybody with half a brain would think this, and that's that writing is a fast way to make some money. I suppose it's the gold rush mentality. They're hearing about the outliers, the people who are making millions and millions upon millions of dollars. People like Hugh Howey, who frequently makes it into the news, and for good reason, because he's keeping himself out there, he's keeping himself in the public eye, he's doing a very good job of that. Even when he's being your basic douche canoe, and showing his darker side, I'll put it that way. He generates copy, he generates discussion. So he's doing a good job. I mean, I can't read his stuff, but I know there are a lot of people who like it. It's okay, there's room for everybody. Even people who like Howie's stuff tend to like mine as well, so okay, good, I don't care. As long as I don't have to read it, I don't care. Read what you like. So, yeah, I suppose there's this gold rush mentality out there that's like, oh yes, write a best-selling novel and get rich. And if you can, you will. Assuming you don't try to then turn around and sell it to HarperCollins or Macmillan or Orbit or someplace like that, where what you're going to get it is pennies on the dollar and a pat on the back, and unless it exceeds their expectation, you won't get another contract from them. You'll have to find somebody else to publish your next book. So, yeah, I got into a rather extended conversation this morning with John about content and the idea of content marketing and how it really is. When it comes to social media marketing, content is not as important as connection, but content is the MacGuffin that permits connection to happen. So I always get a little skeevy feeling when somebody says, oh yes, write great content, make great content available, and do it regularly. And I keep thinking, well, if regular posting is the key to high traffic and riches, then talking on my morning walk should have thousands upon thousands of listeners. And just between you and me, nah, it doesn't. I don't do it for that. I don't need it for that. It's not why I do it. I do it so that I've got a little accountability, so that if I don't go for the walk, all of you know. And you all know that I have to walk every day, or I'm supposed to walk every day, or I should walk every day. And if I don't, then I have to say, no, I failed. At least for the day. Now, the other side of that is that there's some perfectly good reasons for not doing the walk, and I try to make sure that I have good ones. So this, one might argue that, The podcast is not quality content. It doesn't have a broad mass market appeal, and it doesn't. Don't intend it to have. It's just our little conversation. And also don't promote it, Monk Post, other than to put the picture up on Google Plus and Twitter every day so that y'all can remind me when I forget to do the posting, which I still do on occasion, but it's getting better. But we had a long conversation about content marketing and about on Medium there's this guy who claims that he's gotten 1 million page views in a month, which is great. It's wonderful. But what does that translate to in terms of his goal? His goal is to get 1 million page views in a month. And his perception is that by getting 1 million page views in a month, he's now established his bona fides as a content internet marketing strategist. Because his stock in trade is an easily counted number. And he's trying to parlay that into influence. And his argument that he's doing that is that he's getting new contacts and leads for his internet marketing business every single day. So yeah, that's true. It's good. It's wonderful. But it's also mass media. It's also broadcast media. While he does engage, he's not looking at engagement. He's not even looking at interaction. He's just looking at reads on medium.com, impressions on his website. That's his whole thing. And John and I argued about this. I think it was yesterday. I understand what John is saying. And part of the dichotomy is that this guy is what I would classify as nonfiction. He's not writing fiction. He's not trying to establish himself as an author. He's trying to establish himself as an internet marketing guy. And as an internet marketing guy, he's apparently doing pretty well. He's not a guy I would hire. I can't think of too many people I would, you know, if money were a new object, I had $1 million I wanted to spend and I wanted to improve my footprint. The problem is that hiring somebody else to do my marketing for me is counter to my understanding of how social media works. It's counter to my construct of influence. Why is it when I recommend a book, people tend to go listen to it? When they go buy it, they pick up a sample. And even if they don't pick up that one, they don't write me off. At least, I don't think so. I haven't seen any evidence of, oh, that book sucked, I'm never going to listen to anything you say again. And you know, it's not, every book is not for every person. That's part of the deal. That's why getting a recommendation from somebody like me, who has a particular aesthetic, which you are all aware of, if I like it, then there is something there that perhaps would recommend it to you. And that's really, you know, I call it internet marketing because that's really, you know, in the crass commercial world, that's really what it is. But the reality is that it's much more because I'm participating in the community that seems to have formed around me in a responsible way. And what I hope is a responsible way. I think I do okay. So it's an interesting argument. And then there was this other piece that he's been after me about. What if you had your characters write personal essays about some painful episode in their lives, and posted that on Medium to attract readers to your character, to your name, and to your brand. And I'm like, well, that's what the books are, aren't they? I was like, no, it's not 2,000 words of pain, it's 2,500, and it's 250 pages of personal observation and reflection with a story embedded in it. And he sort of laughed at that, but I don't think he really quite gets it, that that's what a book is, that's what a story is. So he sent me this link, and it's like one of the ones that he greatly admired. And I started reading it, and it was about a guy, I guess it was a guy. Yeah, I know it was a guy. Well, I assume it was a guy. There was a guy's name right at the bottom. And some lost people. And it was about having to fly to LA to claim the body of his son who had committed suicide. And the problem for me was that it was like, really? Okay. Yes, this is unfortunate. If it's true, and perhaps John pointed out that I am quite jaded. Now, if it's true, it was a fairly well done piece. I found that it lacked a certain level of intensity, and I think it's because he used a gimmick that's common in fiction. And that gimmick is, if you want a character to be sympathetic, and this, if I read this as first person narrative, which it was, the way to make the character sympathetic is to kill a kid, and even more so, kill his own kid, or kill his or her kid. He didn't do the killing, his son did it in a particularly tragic manner. So there's no enemy to go after, there's no evil to overcome. And yet, reading it as fiction, it's clearly a cliché. And that was executed pretty well, I'll give the guy that. Now, I suspect that it is nonfiction, that he was on his way to pick up his son's body, but that doesn't make it any less a cliché, and it doesn't make it any less a gimmick. So I pointed this out to John, and he was also a little bit surprised that I might actually consider that it was in fact fiction, that it was a story that this guy was trying to tell. And he has follow-on chapters in his story. Additional painful experiences that inevitably in the end, I'm pretty sure after 5 or 6 he will have come to some kind of closure, but he will never get over the fact that his son died, which is to be expected. I mean, that's not something you could get over, I don't think. I'm never going to get over having my sister die, and she didn't even die by her own hand. She died tragically, much too young, and from a deadly disease, but if I'm going to tell a story, I'm going to tell her turkey story, because it's funny and it says something about her, something positive about her. So yeah, it's been interesting, and I've been playing with Medium. You can find me at Nathan Lowell on Medium. And you'll see that I've started a collection of Tales of New Eden, stories of Eve Online told by the pilots or something like that. And there's this one story already and the second story in the queue. I've solicited stories from the Eve Online fiction community. We'll see how it works out. For the most part, the fiction community at Eve Online is really quite amateur. So I'm hoping that I can work with some of them and get their skill sets up a little bit so that they're actually more successful at what they're doing. Because they have some good stories. There's a guy I'm working on now is a story about a guy who bought a clone and what he found when he actually took the body, took possession of the body, and what he had to do in order to survive the first few hours. So it's a really interesting story. It's a very unique to, very unique, I shouldn't use that. It's a story that's unique to EVE Online because it's a universe that's based on clones and immortality. And what does that do for the people if you can't die? What are you willing to do if you can't die? So anyway, I've rambled on long enough. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I will be at Mile High Con tomorrow and Sunday morning, so I doubt very much that you will hear from me before Monday. Although I could record something, one never knows if the mood strikes me. Heh, perhaps. I'm taking a computer, I'll be able to upload if I need to, but don't expect it. At any rate, I think that's it. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you on Monday.